Celebrating the holiday season, this is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. We're going to break format today and present a letter from Santa Claus to Samuel Clemens' daughter. Some say Mark Twain really wrote it, but I'm not so sure. It's addressed from the Palace of St. Nicholas in the moon, Christmas morning. My dear Susie Clemens, I have received and read all the letters which you and your little sister have written me by the hand of your mother and your nurses. I have also read those which you little people have written me with your own hands, for although you did not use any characters that are in grown people's alphabets, you used the characters that all children in all lands on earth and in the twinkling stars use. And as all my subjects in the moon are children and use no character but that, you will easily understand that I can read your and your baby sister's jagged and fantastic marks without any trouble at all. But I had trouble with those letters which you dictated through your mother and the nurses, for I am a foreigner and cannot read English writing well. You will find that I made no mistakes about the things which you and the baby ordered in your own letters. I went down your chimney at midnight when you were asleep and delivered them all myself, and kissed both of you too, because you are good children, well-trained, nice-mannered, and about the most obedient little people I ever saw. But in the letter which you dictated, there were some words which I could not make out for certain, and one or two small orders which I could not fill because we ran out of stock. Our last lot of kitchen furniture for dolls has just gone to a very poor little child in the North Star, away up in the cold country above the Big Dipper. Your mama can show you that star, and you will say, "Little Snowflake," for that is the child's name, "I'm glad you got that furniture, for you need it more than I." That is, you must write that with your own hand, and Snowflake will write you an answer. If you only spoke it, she wouldn't hear you. Make your letter light and thin, for the distance is great, and the postage very heavy. There was a word or two in your mama's letter which I couldn't be certain of. I took it to be a trunk full of dolls' clothes. Is that it? I will call at your kitchen door about 9 o'clock this morning to inquire, but I must not see anybody, and I must not speak to anybody but you. When the kitchen doorbell rings, George must be blindfolded and sent to open the door. Then he must go back to the dining room or the china closet and take the cook with him. You must tell George he must walk on tiptoe and not speak, otherwise he will die someday. Then you must go up to the nursery and stand on a chair or the nurse's bed and put your ear to the speaking tube that leads down to the kitchen. And when I whistle through it, you must speak in the tube and say, "Welcome, Santa Claus!" Then I will ask whether it was a trunk you ordered or not. If you say it was, I shall ask you what color you want the trunk to be. Your mama will help you to name a nice color, and then you must tell me every single thing in detail which you want the trunk to contain. Then when I say, "Goodbye and a Merry Christmas to my little Susie Clemens," you must say, "Goodbye, good old Santa Claus. I thank you very much, and please tell that little snowflake I will look up at her star tonight, and she must look down here. I will be right in the West Bay window. And every fine night I will look at her star and say, 'I know somebody up there, and like her too.'" Then you must go down into the library and make George close all the doors that open into the main hall, and everybody must keep still for a little while. I will go to the moon and get those things, and in a few minutes I will come down the chimney that belongs to the fireplace that is in the hall, if it is a trunk you want, because I couldn't get such a thing as a trunk down the nursery chimney, you know. People may talk if they want, until they hear my footsteps in the hall. Then you tell them to keep quiet a little while till I go back up the chimney. Maybe you will not hear my footsteps at all. So you may go now and then and peep through the dining room doors, and by you will see that thing which you want, right under the piano in the drawing room, for I shall put it there. If I should leave any snow on the hall, you must tell George to sweep it into the fireplace, for I haven't time to do such things. George must not use a broom, but a rag, else he will die someday. You must watch George and not let him run into danger. If my boot should leave a stain on the marble, George must not wholly stone it away. Leave it there, always, in memory of my visit, and whenever you look at it, or show it to anybody, you must let it remind you to be a good little girl. Whenever you are naughty and somebody points to that mark which your good old Santa Claus's boot made on the marble, what will you say, little sweetheart? Goodbye for a few minutes, till I come down to the world and ring the kitchen doorbell. Your loving Santa Claus, whom people sometimes call the man in the moon. I'm glad Santa moved from the moon to the North Pole. I think he's much more comfortable there. Here's a song from the Von Trapp children. Yes, that family. You can't really have Santa Claus without snow. At least at his house. Generation of Von Trapp children have released a Christmas album, and that is Snow from it. All the music information is on the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. mychristmasstocking.net. What'd you think of this episode? Did you enjoy it? It's a little different. I've been thinking about adding more poems and stories to the mix in the Christmas stocking. Let me know what you think. topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Very little time, but if you want to try, email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. It's all one word, topelf, and then mychristmasstocking.net. You can say Merry Christmas in another language. You can wish somebody you love Merry Christmas. You can send an audio file to do that. Or, if you would like, if you would rather, you can call 206-984-1070, 206-984-1070. All the show notes, including all the music information, are at mychristmasstocking.net, and if you look at the player on the left, you can listen to any of the episodes so far, and you can find the show notes there, too. Just click on the field where the beginning of the show notes are, and that'll take you to the full show notes. We will be heading down south to South America to find out how they celebrate Christmas there. And next time, we'll find out about my wife's favorite Christmas thing. I'm Lee Cameron. Thanks for the download, and thanks for listening to The Christmas Stocking.